Hello everybody, I'm Leena Lavanya, living in India. Thank you so much for inviting me to this Truett seminary. Yeah, as Pat said, really Texas people are very loving, very friendly. I was brought up by my grandparents from my childhood. In our culture, it's common. Grandparents like their grandchildren very much, so they raise them. So I was so fortunate to be with my grandparents when I was small. My grandfather worked as a president of theological seminary in India. He also worked as a professor in Northern Baptist Theological Seminary in Illinois, in Chicago. He also worked as a vice president of Baptist World Alliance for some time. He is very devoted. In our area, we have leprosy victims. People are treating them as untouchables. People don't touch them. People don't talk with them. Don't sit close to them. But my grandfather, on every Christmas, he invited all these lepers to our house. He served the meal, Christmas meal. So we enjoyed our Christmas with all these lepers every year. He also preached the gospel in rural areas, which are neglected by our local pastors. He visited and preached with his seminary students in rural areas. I got inspiration from my grandfather. As a small girl, I was observing what he's doing and why he's doing. So he's really a very good person. My grandmother is also very devoted. When she was 10 months old baby, her father died. So in those days, we have a social evil in our country. We call it sati. Sati means when husband died, the relatives burn the living wife also with her husband dead body. So my great-grandmother didn't want to die with her husband by leaving her 10-month-old baby. So she took my grandmother, who was 10 months old, and ran away from her house. But her relatives followed her to catch her. But my great-grandmother ran and ran. She went into a missionary bungalow. The missionary gave her shelter in her house. She raised my grandmother. So my grandmother was a very, very good Christian. So I was brought up by my grandparents, who are very devoted, very God-feared. I got inspiration from them to know about the living God and His salvation. When they died, I came back to my parents' house. In different town, I saw some beggars. They are leprosy victims. They were begging on the street. They were very sick with their leprosy. Nobody is taking care of them. They don't have anybody to look after. They could not walk properly. They could not work because of their leprosy. They were living under the trees, just under the trees. No tent. Sleep on the muddy floor, on the outskirts of our town. Even they don't know how to take medicine for their leprosy. So I started to reach these leprosy victims who were living under the trees with medicines, with bandages. So I taught them how to tie the bandages. They had all rotten fingers, rotten toes. I sat close to them. I talked with them. I touched them. So they asked me, why you are doing all this help? Why you are touching us, sitting close to us? And people don't touch in our society. So then I told them about the love of Jesus Christ. Then they asked me, who is Jesus? Then I started about telling Jesus. So whenever I visited, they showed interest to know about Jesus. One day, one man who was almost dying. He was very sick with his leprosy. He asked me today. He told me he wants to accept Lord Jesus Christ as his savior. I felt so happy. Then he wanted to take baptism. Because of his leprosy, my pastor said no to give him baptism. But this man was so much worried. He wanted to take baptism. So I made him to. I told him the story of the thief on the cross. But my words did not give him satisfaction. He was asking me for the baptism. So I made him to sit under the tap. I said, in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I am giving you baptism. So I turned on the tap. So, but as a woman, I got so many criticism, so much criticism from our local pastors. How dare you are giving baptism without ordain, without pastor's training. But he is my inspiration to think about other leprosy victims in that area. So I started my ministry to them when my American friends visited my leper friends. They were so moved and they sent me money to build a building for them. So we have a home for the lepers. We have 15 lepers living in that home. We are providing them food and medicines. We have a part-time doctor, nurse. They are living very happy life. One day I was traveling by bus. Beside me, a woman was sitting. I always talk with my with the people whoever sit close to me. So I was talking with that lady. I came to know that she's a prostitute. So I gave her counseling. Why are you living as a prostitute? So why don't you stop and lead a good life? So that was my counseling. But she challenged me. Okay, Lena, I am ready to quit my prostitution. Are you ready to give support to my 8 family members? I thought that giving counseling is very easy. In our culture, unmarried girls should not speak with prostitutes. Nobody come and marry them. So I was discouraged by my friends not to talk with that prostitute lady. But my family members encouraged me. We prayerfully decided to forego our breakfast for 3 months. We saved some money. We bought a sewing machine for that lady. We also gave her training for 6 months in sewing. Then she started to earn money with the help of that sewing machine. So now and then I visited her, how she's living with that new sewing machine. So I saw other women also in that slum area. I saw their children very dirty, just playing in the mud, and they don't have school. So I started a very small elementary school for these children who are living in that slum. Now we have 73. We are providing them breakfast, lunch, uniforms, free education, school bags, shoes. We are teaching them computer skills also. When we bought a computer first time, the first day it worked, the next day it was broken because of my naughty children. So that is about my ministry to the slum children. We also teach them the Bible stories. We conduct a Sunday school in that slum area. By the grace of God, I received a travel scholarship from the Baptist World Alliance Youth Department to attend the 12th Baptist World Youth Conference in Harare in Zimbabwe. Can you understand my English? Okay. So I was touched by the words of Dr. Tony Campolo. He mentioned about a song I think you also know that song, All to Jesus, I Surrender All. He told us, we sing that song, I Surrender All, but we don't surrender all, just we surrender $1, £1, ₹1. But we sing the song, I Surrender All. Those words touched my heart. I said to God, God, I don't have money to give you, but you give me this precious life. So here I am, Lord, use me to do your service. I surrendered myself completely to God. When I came back to India, I spent my time more in the prayer, asking God to lead me according to His will. One day, I was walking on the road. I saw a woman beggar just sitting beside the road. She was asking everybody for the food. She was very sick. She had skin disease. She was badly coughing. She looks very ugly. She was very dirty. Bad smell was coming from her. There are many people who are walking on the road, but nobody was giving her money or food, anything. But when I saw that lady, I was so moved by seeing her miserable condition. I stopped. I asked her what made her to beg on the street. Then she told me when she was 12 years old, she was sexually abused by her stepfather. He sold her in Bombay, in brothel. There she became a prostitute and got HIV/AIDS. So the pimp is not good woman. She kicked her out of the brothel when she became a HIV positive lady. So she could not work because of the disease. She could not walk. She became a beggar on the street. So I took her to the hospital. She was in the hospital. I paid all of her medical bills. And also I provided her food. That time I was in the college. I didn't have money also. With my pocket money, I helped her. In our area, people don't touch HIV positive people because of the social stigma. They don't talk with them. People say they are sinners. That's why they got HIV. So people don't love these HIV positive people. But when I started to help to this lady, her name is Sultana. She asked me, why you are helping me? Why you are sharing my problems? Why you are coming and loving me? Then I told her about Christ's love. Then she said, I am a sinner. Does Jesus love me? Then I said, yes, Jesus loves you. Then she was asking me about Jesus. So I told her about Jesus. One day she accepted Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. She lived a few days more, but she died. She is my inspiration to think about other HIV patients who are living around me in my area. Because many HIV positive people are in depression. When they became positive people, their own family members are sending them out of their houses. Though they have families, they are neglected by their families. They don't have shelter. They don't have enough food to eat. Many of them are committing suicide. I saw many people begging in the streets. So I started my ministry to these HIV positive people who are living around me. We built a building for them. We have 15 people living with HIV positive. I also started a home for the children who are living with HIV. One time, I saw a small boy under the tree when I was visiting a village. And after 1 month, I was visiting the same village. I saw the same boy under the same tree. And he was very sick. He was crying. When I saw first time he was crying, second time he was crying, he was very sick. So when I visited second time, I went to that boy. I made him to sit on my lap. I was I asked him, why you are staying under the tree? Then he told me he has HIV positive. So his parents also died with HIV positive. So his relatives are keeping this boy just under the tree. See, you cannot imagine how it is difficult for the small 4 years boy living under the tree, both night and day. So I talked with the relatives. They said, yes, he has HIV positive. If we keep that boy in our house, my children will get HIV AIDS. So when I saw their backyard, they have very beautiful cattle shed. No, they built very good shelter for their animals. They have very good kennel for their dog. But they are keeping this small boy just under the tree without any tent or anything. So I was so moved by seeing that small boy. But he died after 1 month. But I started the orphanage for the children who are suffering with HIV positive. We started a home, and in this home we have 10 HIV positive people living very happily. I also started an old age home. One day my car was stopped at the signal lights. I saw one woman, she was very sick. She was maybe in her 80s. She was not able to walk. She was begging in the street. She was asking every car, but nobody was giving her anything. At last she came to my car. By seeing her pathetic condition, I was so moved. So she asked me for the food. Usually our beggars ask for the money. But this lady was asking for the food. So then I asked her, do you come with me to my house? I will provide you food. Immediately she said, yes, I will come. Please take me to your house. So I took her from that street. I started old age home. Now we have 9 old people living in this old age home. In our area, we have young people. Though they are educated, they are not getting jobs. So many of them are perverted. Many of them are in depression. Some of them are becoming drug addicts. So I started a computer school for these young people. Monthly once we get together and I conduct Bible study class. We are getting very good response from this computer school because my students, after this training, they are getting jobs as computer programmers, computer operators, computer teachers in different places. And recently, with the help of Harners, we started advanced courses such as web designing, web development, Java, so many other courses. So my students are very happy there for this because they have, it is easy for them to get jobs after this training. I also started the prison ministry in my area. Where I got permission to reach the prisoners in my town. God is touching the lives of the prisoners. Many prisoners are coming forward to lead a new life. Many of them are repenting for their sins. Even they released from the jail, they are coming to our offices and asking us to start a small church in their village. So God is changing the lives of the prisoners in that prison. I also started my ministry to the prostitutes in my neighbor town. There are 2 big streets in my neighbor town with all brothels. And I started to talk with the prostitutes in the brothel. Pimps are not good and they have mafia people in the brothel. It is very dangerous for a woman like me to talk with the prostitutes in the brothel. But one time one mafia man said, if you come next time to the brothel to talk with our girls, we will pour acid on you. But really, God did a miracle. At that time, my dad became magistrate. So he told to police to about my ministry in the brothels. So these mafia people came to know about my dad. They became quiet. Now they became my friends. nine prostitutes came forward to lead a new life. So we started a paper plate making unit for these former prostitutes. I'm helping them in marketing. I also started a sewing school for the young prostitutes. They are making some wall hangings and handicrafts. We are selling. And though the income is very little from these, but they said that they are getting money in good way, in respectable way. I also started rehabilitation programs for the prostitutes in my area. That is, we give them money to start small businesses, like small grocery shops, small vegetable shops, small eggs shop, small flowers shop. So they are getting some money through these businesses and feeding their children. I also started my ministry in the forest area in which tribal people are living. One day I was going to see my sister and her husband who are living in near to the forest area. On the way, I saw some tribal people walking beside the road. They were half naked. They look very sick, suffering from TB and skin disease. So I stopped my car. I started to talk with them. They don't know my language. Of course, I don't know their language. But the next day, I bought 1,500 Dettol soaps. And I went there. I started to distribute them. One woman came and asked me by showing the soap, is it for eating? So they drink water from the ponds. They don't know about the hygiene. They don't have money to buy soaps. Even they don't have enough food to eat. I saw their children suffering from malnutrition. I brought a doctor the next day to that to those areas. Doctor told me many people are suffering from TB, tuberculosis, jaundice, malaria, typhoid, skin diseases. So I started my medical programs for those tribal people. I also started nutrition program to those tribal children in that tribal area. And that forest is very dangerous because there are many wild animals such as tigers, black bears, pythons, cobra snakes. One day I was going with some tribal friends to reach some tribal people carrying small boxes of medicines. Suddenly, tribal people shouted, "Tiger is coming." So all at once, they jumped and climbed up the trees. And I don't know how to climb the tree. I was so scared of the tiger. I was running. Finally, I fell in a pit. And I was praying from the pit, "God saved me. You saved Daniel from the lions. Please save me from the tiger." Yeah, after some time, tribal people found me in the pit. They rescued me. Recently, my sister was telling me, she was preaching the gospel under the tree, standing under the tree. Nine tribal people were sitting on the floor. Suddenly, when cobra snake came through a hole of the trunk of the tree, so they were so scared and moved back. That snake left that place. And again, they came back and sat. After 5 minutes, second snake came from. But this time, following the second snake, third, fourth, fifth, like nearly 50 snakes came from the hole of that trunk of the tree. So that it's a very dangerous place. But God is using us to reach these unreached people. And we are so grateful to God for using us as his instruments in that forest area. When tsunami hit the place which is near to my town, we helped them by providing food, water, blankets. We planted a church also. My great-grandfather was a Hindu priest, but when Baptist missionaries preached the gospel, my grandfather became a Christian. I saw many non-Christians living in the rural areas because they don't have good transportation. Our pastors are not showing interest to visit these rural areas. So God gave me vision to reach these non-Christians who are living in the rural areas. We planted 30 churches, 32 churches. We have 30 pastors in that area. I'm not a pastor. I don't have training, but I know the gospel. So I'm taking the gospel to these unreached people. From the Bible, I was inspired by the verse, Matthew 25:40. Jesus said, "If you do to these least brethren, you didn't to me." So my least brethren are these HIV people, prostitutes, lepers, old people begging in the streets. So Jesus said, "Go into the world and preach the gospel." That is my favorite. So just I'm taking the gospel to the rural areas. Just I'm preaching. God is doing wonderful, wonderful things in the lives of many people. He's touching them. Many people are coming to know about Jesus. Thank you so much for this privilege.